Yep. That W8FU guys got it going, man. All right, I'm gonna try to put a Skywarn on this ASL3. That's my next task, so I'm gonna get going and give that a whirl. So I'll catch you later. Hopefully you get back to seeing normal and can get some crap done. Oh, and I filled up that whole second sidecar with regular phone numbers for VoIP MS. So I ended up putting it right, attaching it to it, because it just worked out better for now. But I still might relocate it somewhere else. I haven't figured it out yet. Well, it seemed like it was gone that last one or two. But, yep. So, all right, well, have fun with it. And, yeah, I saw a picture of your double sidecar. And looks pretty good. I forgot I was going to say something. Oh, I got banned from, I got an IP ban from Hamshack Hotline. And they gave me all sorts of reasons why it happened, but I did absolutely nothing wrong. It wasn't a BLF thing. It wasn't this, that, or the other. What happened was a friend of mine got his credentials, so I provisioned his phone at my house on my network. And then when I went back to fire mine back up, they all croaked. So it's something on their end. It's like if you dare to, you know, have a different, you know, one provision at your location. Don't ever provision somebody else's stuff at your house, because it'll jack you all up until they unban you. It's like they're so ridiculously draconian for no reason. You know, they can say, you know, there's a reason all they want, but there really isn't. They're control freaks, you know, and I have little use for those kinds. I'm almost at a point where I think, you know, I'd probably just save myself the grief and take Hamshack Hotline off the stupid thing, but whatever. So we'll see how long it takes them to fix their mess up and accuse me of messing up.